The weather is signaling that we're moving into fall. With that comes fall harvest, increasing your wheat seeding rates, and fall herbicide applications. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, when we're thinking of fall herbicide applications, one thing that should pop into our minds is controlling perennial weeds. Great examples of these include both bindweed and Canada thistle. For both species, fall herbicide applications work well right after a light frost, but before we get a killing frost. A light frost signals those perennial plants that it's time to build up those carbohydrate reserves for winter survival. So we're going to take advantage of that plant process. When herbicide is applied to a plant, when it is building up those carbohydrate reserves, it helps move those herbicides down into the roots of the plant. This weakens both the bindweed and Canada thistle plants. Herbicides that can be used on actively growing Canada thistle rosettes include dicamba, glyphosate, tordon, aminopyrrolid, which is the milestone herbicide, or clopyrrolid, which is stinger. Now, there's many options for field bindweed control, and they include dicamba, 2,4-D, glyphosate, tordon, imazapic, which is plateau, and quinclorac, which includes facet and quinstar products. A complete list of herbicides and rates can be found in the K-State Weed Control Guide. I have a link to this herbicide book posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, or you can pick up your copy of the K-State Weed Control Guide at your local extension office. These weeds and herbicides are listed towards the back of the book under Noxious Weeds. Now, it's important to understand that getting the field bindweed and Canada thistle under control is going to be an ongoing effort. Both of these weed species have extensive root systems. Bindweed has a central taproot that can reach 20 feet deep and is surrounded by lateral roots that are located in the top 2 feet of soil. The Canada thistle has horizontal roots that may extend 15 feet or more and vertical roots that can grow between 6 and 15 feet deep. Therefore, a single herbicide application will not provide adequate long-term control. The key principle is to stress these perennial weeds over a prolonged period of time to really force them to continue to use those stored root nutrient reserves. A good step to stress these plants is to apply a herbicide after a light frost so it's moved down into that extensive root system. You can find a list of those herbicides in the K-State Chemical Weed Control Guide in the Noxious Weed section. That guide is posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Also, be sure to check out the herbicide labels for application timing, rates, and rotation restrictions, because with some of these herbicides, there's quite a rotation restriction to certain crops. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.